Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion?" A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." He said in reply, "I will not," but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, "Yes, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will? They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." Commentary by Dr. Josef R. K., Berlin, Germany. Which of the two did his father's will? Today, we contemplate the father and owner of the vineyard asking his two sons, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." One says yes and doesn't go. The other says no and goes. Neither of them keeps their word. Surely, the one who says yes and stays at home doesn't intend to deceive his father. It's likely just laziness. Not just laziness to do, but also to reflect. His motto, "Why should I care about what I said yesterday?" The one who said no does care about what he said the day before. He regrets his slight towards his father. Out of sorrow, he musters the courage to correct his actions. He rectifies the false word with a sure action. Errare humanum est? To err is human? Yes, but to make corrections is even more human and more in line with the inner truth inscribed in us. Though it's hard, because it means to humble oneself, crushing pride and vanity. At times, we might have experienced such moments, rectifying a hasty decision, a rash judgment, an unfair evaluation. Afterward, a sigh of relief. "Thank you, Lord." Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. Saint John Chrysostom highlights the Lord's psychological acumen towards those chief priests. For neither did he say at once, "Wherefore believed ye not John?" But what was much more pricking, when he had put forward the publicans and the harlots, then he added this, by the order of their actions convicting their unpardonable conduct, and showing that for fear of men they do all things, and for vainglory. Perhaps, when we contemplate the scene, we may, with the Lord's permission, imagine a third son there, prone to half measures, in whose demeanor it would be easier for us to recognize ourselves and, feeling ashamed, ask for forgiveness. We hear him answer the father in a muted voice. Maybe yes, maybe no. And some say they heard the end. Most likely, perhaps, who knows?